Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thought our defense was good in the first half. We couldn't really get the ball in the basket. Second half started, we let Beverly get open. He gets open. He makes those shots. He had 9 straight. And we just couldn't get anything going offensively. I thought their defense was really good. You know, we've been pretty good on the road, but the two games we've really struggled, Virginia Tech and here, we shot 20% from the three and 35% from the field. At Duke and Notre Dame, Boston College, Pittsburgh, the games that we played well on the road, we shot in the 40s from the three and high 40s from the two. We're not winning many games shooting 20% from the three and 35% from the field. That's just the way it is. The league's difficult for everybody. And you have to be able to move on. You know, we had a bad game at home. We went out and we played really well and won a couple good games on the road. But that, you know, you just have to get over it. You have to have a short memory. You're going to have some tough games in this league. And if you're going to get beat, I don't like losing by 1 or 2. I'd rather lose by 10, 12, whatever it is.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please subscribe. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. This is the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. So, the Orange failed to finish off yet another second-half comeback, coming to within one again before allowing another NC State 14-0 run, and they pulled away with ease. You'll hear from us. We'll hear from you with a much-needed, as it seems, break before they'll face Louisville in the Dome next Wednesday, so a week off. And we'll be back later in the after the games on Saturday, I suppose. Sometime Sunday, Monday, wherever Joe's up for.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do normal time. But
I'm up for whenever, you know that.
I know. Either way, we'll come back to you with that. So we'll split it up. You know, hey, heads up, folks. Heads up. You know why? Because I got you a deal on tickets. You want to know the deal? Do you want to know the deal? Here's the deal. I can get you 5% off a full ticket purchase at Tix Blitz. They are the official ticket provider for the media, Armchair Media Network. And unlike other ticket providers that sneak in extra fees and unexplained service charges, at Tix Blitz, the price you see is the price you pay. Unnecessary fees should not prevent you from seeing the sporting event or concert of your choosing. So go to TixBlitz.com, enter the promo code Armchair at checkout, and get that 5% off your total ticket purchase. That's TixBlitz.com. Promo code Armchair, Tix Blitz, guaranteed seats, guaranteed emotions. So, one thing I was going to mention just super quick, I got a DM from a listener, and his name was Connor, and he's been in fan feedback before. And he had a thought where we could do maybe a special show on bubble teams and what Syracuse's position might be in and potential seeding, where other teams might be in the tournament, as well as some of the auto bids and, you know, key teams to beat and where they stack up in the quadrant system and things like that. So everything tourney action. We usually try to sprinkle that in to shows, but it wouldn't be a bad idea because we are trying to get one of the bracketologists on. And I'm just going to see how that goes. So we'll just see how it goes.
We hit up on that.
Yeah, but we need a couple more games, I think, before we really start dedicating a ton of thought to it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yeah. Well, the one that we throw together on the weekend for the next game's preview, we can kind of maybe hit on that a little bit.
Yeah, true, because we'll have time.
Yeah, and we can talk about it a little bit, but we can still, you know, preface with the fact that we have a lot of games left.
And the ACC tournament.
A lot of quadruple one games left, so yeah, and the ACC. Yeah, I mean, we're playing four ranked teams here in the last six games, so our whole tourney hopes can change, you know, the next four games, so five games.
And speaking of which, you know, I read all your comments on social media, and I love you guys, but we got to pump the brakes. We got to pump the brakes. There's plenty of time left. Plenty of time. Now, there were some great points made, and we will address some of those points.
Yes.
But first. No, I already did that. That's good. Syracuse drops his second road game of the season, falling 17-8 overall, 8-4 in ACC play. It took almost 5 minutes before Syracuse would score their first points. A slow start, as we know, is nothing new, but Syracuse never got into a rhythm at all. Even in the 12-point deficit, when they closed that to 3 before the half, it was a lot of help from Carey and Braswell, believe it or not, some scrappiness out on the court, and it took about 8 minutes to close it from about 12 to 3 at the end of the half. So
yeah.
It was none other than Frank Howard, who would lead the Orange with 21 points. He would score more than Battle. Battle was 3-for-9. Brissett, he was 1-for-9. And Hughes... they combined. He would score more than them combined.
Yep.
21-15. Battle with 7, Brissett with 2, Hughes with 6. But Hughes did add a little extra with 2 steals, 3 assists. He shot 20% overall, and he was 0-for-5 from 3. It was nice seeing Howard hit some shots, obviously, with something we've been lacking, and lead the team in scoring. I think it was great. It was a season high for him. It would have been even nicer if he would have got more help other than Mark on the scoreboard, who followed him up. And I guess we can't have it all, but, you know, like we say, Syracuse games are like a box of chocolates. We never know what team we're going to get. So, Dolezal did play his heart out, as usual. He had his best game of the season so far. I mentioned he followed up Howard with 10 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 steals. And, of course, he's always changing the trajectory of something somewhere. So, he had this the season high, 31 minutes. It's the most he played. I mentioned season-high points, season-high field goals with 3, and free throws, 4. He was 4-for-6 at the end of the day. The inconsistency from the line, speaking of which, was a killer again after shooting 80% versus Boston College. The Orange went 11-for-22, if you can't do math. That's 50%. Another 20% performance from 3 is very disappointing. 35% from the field, 21-for-60. Syracuse did force 20 turnovers. Scoring 24 points off of those. Almost half of their points came off turnovers. And that's a great stat, right? But now, here's the kicker. And we could all say it together. Say it with me, Cuse Militia. Syracuse was out-rebounded. 42-31 this time. So, Joe, I'm not getting on the bubble wagon. I don't think we're there yet. And as we always do, we're going to take one game at a time. I feel like this was a... I don't want to say it's a must-win, but it was definitely... What do I want to say? Was it easier? I don't know if I want to say it was easier either, but I feel like it was more there for the taking. I feel like it was a team
would
we could have beat.
It would have given us a good buffer going into these tough games.
Exactly. Would have given us the buffer. Now we don't have the buffer. So how do you see it? How did you see the game and do your thing?
No, I saw it live because I was there.
Oh, that's right.
But, yeah, it was sloppy to start. Like you said, it took a little while for us to score. It took a little while for NC State to start scoring, too. There's a lot of calls that were just – I thought that there was a lot of nitpicky calls early, and I think it kind of set the pace for the rest of the game. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that a lot of people that listen would probably agree with the fact that they were pretty bad – there's pretty bad officiating.
You listen to local radio there?
Yeah, I did.
What'd they say?
Well, they said that it was one of the worst officiating games they've seen in the league. So I don't know if they're talking just this year
or
whenever, but
in the league or the conference?
Well, it's same thing. Conference, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm just saying. But yeah, we're not going to win when we shoot like that. Which is the bottom line. We know what we are. Like we talked about it before. Mm-hmm. With those shooting percentages, and then when you look at NC State almost shooting 50%. And I know they didn't shoot like great, 27.8% from 3-point. but they shot 20-24 from the free throw line, and again, 49% overall. Torin Doran killed us at the free throw line. They had, I thought, some easy fast break points, and I thought it should have been a lot closer considering that we won the turn. I mean, they had 20 turnovers. We only had 12. So,
yeah,
like you said, we had a lot of those fast break points, stuff like that, off of those turnovers, which just tells you how bad our half-court offense was. And you got to kind of give kudos to their defense. Their defense played good. I don't know what was up with Battle.
He's just having trouble getting by, guys. I don't know.
Right. And we talked about, you know, Brissett being able to possibly have a mismatch with maybe a smaller guard. And they just didn't take advantage of it. He'd be settling for jumpers. And it's just, you know, Elijah Hughes, he got some good looks, just didn't make them. And we just let it get away from us. Shooting those percentages again, like we said, 50% from free throw line. We talked about it. If it's 75%, that's another 5 points. That's 10 points. Then you just hit two of those threes, and you're still probably in the 20% shooting, but now you're talking about a four-point game, and it's something completely different. And that was really only the difference in this game. I mean, we won the turnover battle. They won the rebounding battle, and that's pretty much what it was. They just shot better.
Yeah, Beverly 9 for 9 from the free throw line.
Yeah,
Funderburk, which is a fabulous last name, 6 for 6 from the free throw line.
Yeah.
So, you know, our guys at the on the opposite of that, you know, just it was kind of spread around. Jalen Carey hit 2 for 4. Hughes hit 2 for 4. But on the good note, though, I mean, what'd you think of Braswell? Because I, you know, watching his tape, and we talked about him a lot in the off season. You know, when we did our recruiting stuff, and I liked Braswell. I liked him because he was listed as a sharp shooting forward, and we haven't seen a whole lot of that. But he did create 2 turnovers, and you know, for what it's worth, how many minutes did he have? I don't have that. He had 2 steals,
7 minutes,
and an assist in 7 minutes. 1 point. He was 1 for 2 from the free throw line.
Well, we talked about the pace that NC State plays at, and we talked about us, you know, unloading the bench, and Braswell really hasn't played that many significant minutes, especially in ACC play. So I was actually surprised that he came in, but he came in and he was rotating on defense, and he got those 2 steals, and he, like you said, sparked part of that run to get us back in the game and get us within 3.
Yeah, the 11-0 run.
I don't think he scored one point. Yeah, he got to the line, but it was his defensive presence and the fact that he can come in and, I mean,
he's very long, and he's got his footwork is decent too.
Right. Yeah. So, well, it just tells me that he's making strides in practice. And I mean, Bayham's not going to put him in there in significant minutes, especially in the first half, if he doesn't have some sort of confidence in him. So he must be making strides because he hasn't been playing any significant minutes so far in the ACC. So,
yeah, I don't know how much of a choice he had with Brissett was in immediate foul trouble.
No. Yeah.
And then Tyus ended up getting in foul trouble as well. So
yeah,
you know.
And I want to give kudos to Frank Howard. Yeah, he played a great game. I know he made some mistakes, and you know, Boeheim was yelling at him, staring him down a couple times coming out of timeouts, and I know he had a couple bad plays.
50%.
But yeah, no, he stepped up and he made big shots to keep us in it for as long as he could, and just waiting for somebody else to kind of get it going, and nobody else did.
He's the only one that hit a 3-pointer. Everybody else, I think it was 0 for 14.
It wasn't even that. Again, you saw glimpses of last year's Frank when he was driving the lane, hitting those floaters that he can hit, and you know, the little, I think he had the pass to Chukwu for that alley oop. So, maybe it wasn't
no,
him, but either
he
way,
didn't even have an assist on the night. So,
well. He played good. Minus a couple turnovers, I was glad to see the direction he was going in, and obviously Dolje played his heart out, but we need help as far as those other guys. And
we need help down low, dude. We got an outside game. Well,
it was the shooting, man. It was the shooting. It was the free throw shooting and a couple threes. I mean, usually Buddy hit a couple, and you know, usually Hughes doesn't go 0 for 5. Like I said, you get 2 or 3 of those and then just shoot 75% from the free throw line. That's not asking much. And we're in the game right there. I mean, that's really the difference that we're talking about.
It was so like reminiscent of Virginia Tech when...
Inconsistency, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was like almost the same game as Virginia Tech when we cut cut a deficit in the first half to end the first half, still down a little bit, but come out in the second half, quick, get within one, and then it's like the light switch turns off. And
Well, and it tells you something because we show that we have the talent to come back and we fight hard, but on those nights when we don't shoot good, at some point, like what Jim Boeheim says, the coach in these press conferences, is that at some point when you're just not hitting anything, and you get into the second half and you're not hitting anything, it kind of starts seeping down into the defense. And you're getting tired and
frustrated. You mentioned that maybe Tyus seemed like he was trying a little too hard, and he drove the lane one time and dribbled on himself and fell. Dejected, and that's, you know, it's going to happen. Mistakes happen, but, you know, there was never an offensive rhythm, and there's not much more analysis than they didn't make their shots. It's kind of plain and simple.
Yeah, I mean, when you really look at it, you look at the percentages, that's it. Exactly. We shot 35%, they shot 49%.
And it's a tough loss because I honestly felt like we could win this game and have that buffer with a week off and having Louisville come to the dome. I feel like that would really help as far as confidence and momentum.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know how much momentum you can carry after a week, but at least you get the extra practices and no travel, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you play good enough, you just don't hit the shots, and that's really what it comes down to.
Right.
That's
you
pretty
hear,
much it.
Hear I mean, from the fans, and we'll piggyback off of them.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's do it.
It's time to hear from you, the loud mouths from the Loud House, the best damn college sports fans in the nation.
All right, y'all know what to do. Facebook and Twitter, @CuseMilitia is the universal handle for the socials. Go there. I always propose the question at the end of every game, thoughts on the game, and leave your comment there, and maybe make the fan feedback top 10. And get on the show. I try to move it around to new people that say interesting things, but the people, you know, a lot of times it's the same guys because I think they listen to the show, and I think they have a different perspective, and maybe it reflects mine. Maybe it's something I haven't thought of, but get in there and mix it up. There are some that were mixed up this time, so I tried to pick a couple new guys and gals. I think maybe there's a gal. I don't know. fan feedback's brought to us by online betting, you know? So if you've never bet online before, maybe go check it out, see if it's right for you. If you're not familiar with online betting, you're going to want to check it out. If you have, you know what you're getting into. I recommend a service to you that has been good to me. I've bet at my bookie before, and that's why I'm urging you to make your way over there. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for all the fantasy guys out there, I know there's some more fantasy sports starting up or already going. You can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. So join now, and my bookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. They're doing that again. So use promo code QS25 to activate that offer. Visit my bookie online today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use the promo code QS25 when creating the account to claim up to $1,000 in free play. You play, you win, you get paid. Look, we did have a review. And if you've left a review and you're listening, I've probably called your name, I think. I don't know if there's not one I haven't called yet. So I've called them all. Get a hold of me at qsmilitia@gmail.com. Look, here's the newest one. Go to Apple iTunes, and if you leave us a 5-star review or 5-star rating and a review, and I read it on the show, then you can win some free swag, man, some koozies and some other stuff, and I'll send that out to you if you email us at qsmilitia@gmail.com. This was from QSFanNC. So another got tons of people that we've met. And that I know listen from North Carolina. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He says, great Q's podcast. I assume it's a he. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Great Q's podcast. Great listen for a fan out of the state. Critical and realistic takes, but optimistic. Really appreciate a great podcast to help stay up to date. So, yeah, that's what we're trying to do. A lot of our listenership is right in Syracuse, but I'd say probably 40% of it's around, all spread all over the damn place. So we appreciate that. If you want to leave us a review, you can go to iTunes and do that, and we appreciate those very much. It really helps us on the ratings for iTunes, and if someone's searching for a Syracuse Sports Podcast, it helps us move to the front of the line. So,
yeah.
All right, so we'll start with Facebook today. I think this, yeah, this is Facebook. Bob says, too much individual play and not enough passing or movement without the ball. Or with the ball, I think he put without, but I think he means with the ball. Too many tough contested shots. Instead of passing the ball when well defended, they would force up a shot. So, let's see. Yeah. I mean, for instance, an example of what he's talking about. 8 assists on 21 buckets. Okay? Yeah. Now, juxtapose that with 19 assists on 24 buckets for NC State. So, good ball movement. Yeah, I don't understand it. It's been a struggle all year. We had one good game with where the assists were high and they were really moving the ball around.
Yeah, we had a few there, but
yeah, we had a few. But I mean, you know, it opens up so much. We have no inside outside game. We have
no.
We have
we have at
best. I know, I know. We have at best outside game sometimes. That's how I look at it, right?
Yeah. Well, and then mismatches at the guards where they can take people one on one.
Exactly. So,
and last night we didn't get enough of that, and it's like
way
again,
bigger
like
than
I think
them too.
We settled for a lot of jump shots. Brissett settled for a lot of jump shots.
Yeah, he did. I know it's like Brissett was like, I knew I shouldn't have said I was buying into Brissett last week, last episode. I knew I should have left that
three
hanging.
Three double doubles in a row, and then I know. Like, it looks like just a great matchup. And
one
just,
for nine, 2 points.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And, you know, he got 5 rebounds. I give him that.
I mean, you're not going to have a good game every game, but
I know, but.
Yeah, on to the next one.
Matthew says, I've never seen a team with this level of talent fail to click and get out hustled in so many games. There have been less talented teams in Orange that at least compete. The chemistry between Battle and Howard seems completely gone. I would say I don't see much chemistry at all, anywhere. Joe, can you contend
it's
that?
It's inconsistent. It's inconsistent. Like we talk about.
It's inconsistent.
The bottom line.
It's still one on one stuff. I mean, when Battle's running it, he's running. He's doing it by himself a lot of times. There's not a lot of times where this is just a full team effort where everybody's handling the ball and getting up shots.
Well, you know what though? The good thing is that.
Well, yeah. Please tell me the good thing.
Well, I mean, we're still in the tournament right now, or on the right side of it.
Right.
And
where's Joe and Audie have us right now?
Well, I haven't recently checked it, but
not that he matters. But I'm just saying, you know.
Well, I mean, I get it, but more or less, we were on the right side. Like he had us as an 8 seed going into that, so he's not going to knock us out of the tournament by losing against NC State at NC State. So. We're still on the right side of the bubble, and we have a lot of opportunities ahead of us. And like we said, we know as a fan base the amount of talent on this team. And like you said, like we always talk about, the best part about college basketball is that you have all season to click. So,
yeah,
you know, it's sometimes it gets too late for a team to where it's like all or nothing and you got to win the conference tournament. But we're not in that position right now. So
no, we're not there. No. Brian says, awful loss, and the team has no one to blame but themselves. Braswell playing in the first half should have been enough of a message to Hughes, Brissett, and anyone else you want to name. NC State gave up 113 points to North Carolina in 40 minutes of basketball, and SU scored 58 the entire game, 25 games into a season, and no one knows what this team is. At least last year, you knew it was defense with this team. Or lose. Right. Yeah, we had no offense, is what he's saying. This year, who knows? NIT. So, we jumped the gun with the NIT talk. And that's fine. I feel it. I feel the pain on that. But he's talking about, I mean, North Carolina's good, man. They
Dude,
don't have
but,
shooting
you know
woes.
It, though?
They don't have shooting woes.
No, they don't. But I hate, like, the one-game comparisons. Because as much as they want to make fun of like how much, well, you know, they scored against NC or North Carolina, like
right,
NC State held Virginia Tech to 47 points.
How about a how about a two-game comparison? Let's go back to the Virginia Tech game. Virginia Tech held NC State to 24 points in the entire game.
Right, but NC State held Virginia Tech to 47 in that same game. 47 is still low.
Yeah, absolutely. In Syracuse's – oh, correct me if I'm wrong. I wish I had this up. Damn it. Has Syracuse broke 60 points in any in their losses in ACC play? I doubt it.
Yeah, Florida State, they scored 62.
Oh, did they? Okay.
But, yeah, no, Georgia Tech, it was 73-59. Virginia Tech, 78-56. Florida State, 80-62. NC State, 73-58. So, I mean, they're all very similar. And when you look at them, when you look at the games, a lot of them, when it comes down to it, is the percentage of shooting.
Yeah, around 30-35%, 20 from three.
And 50 to 60% from the free throw line.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really, that makes up so much.
I mean, the free throw line alone makes up a ton. I mean, you left 11 points out there. And that's there's only four to make up after that. I mean, I'm not saying.
Well, I mean, you can't expect. I know, but
I'm just saying those are points left out. That
right.
You know.
But that's why I said just even if they shot 75% and shot four or five more points from there, and then a couple of threes, and you're in the game at the end,
absolutely.
And then you don't know what happens. Battle was sitting out the last like 4 or 5 minutes.
Well, he had four fouls. I mean.
Well, it didn't matter.
I know at that point.
We weren't scoring, and NC State was just playing great defense against what we had going on.
Yeah, Steven says he agrees with Bob. That was the first comment I read. NC State had 19 assists, and we had 8. And our point guard, point guard, Howard, had 0 assists. Too often our offense looks out of sync. Shouldn't happen with experienced players. We are in the TCOB, take care of business mode. We failed. Steven, I pick Steven almost every week because he brings up great points. Take care of business mode. That's a great way to put what this game was. It was take care of business. And they didn't do it. And it's not going to get any easier.
I just don't think we were there.
You don't think we were take care of business mode? Oh, Joe. Joe, yeah, this was we talked about it. The buffer, man, the buffer. That was your.
Well, I mean, if that's okay.
Yeah. I'm saying, where are we looking at the schedule right now and get this loss back into a double into turn this L into a W, right?
Yeah,
I get it.
All right.
So, yeah, I agree with you, Steven. Jeez.
Sorry about the misunderstanding.
At Nick Goodman 18, is it just me or should Robert Braswell get more playing time? We played our best basketball the whole game when he was on the floor disrupting the paint. I don't want to jump the gun on this, but I've wanted him to play more anyway because I feel like he's an asset, and I feel like next year he's going to be pretty good. But I agree. Why not in some of these games? Give him a couple minutes. At the forward position, we're thin. When you got Dolezal in there, and if Brissett's struggling, why not throw him in there sometimes?
Well, I think you just hit it as far as the struggles go. As the season's gone on and coach has seen the struggles of some of the guys that he relied on so much last year, he's been, you can see it more and more, he's apt to throw different guys in there. And I wouldn't be surprised to see later, like as we go on, is more or less putting in whoever, like if they're playing good in practice and if you get out in the game, you're not playing good, you're coming out.
Yeah.
Because if you look at it, I mean, if you go as deep as Carey and Braswell and all, I mean, we're 10 deep. Yeah. And if he's confident enough to put him out there because of at the practice and stuff, then hey, if you're not going to give the effort and you're going to play, if you're not going to play that good, then you can come out.
And
all it's doing is creating competition. So you just hope that the players can accept that and it won't turn toxic. But either way, I mean, that's the only way that's going to work.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got the players. You got players struggling. I think, you're right. I mean, maybe it's time to show them the whip, to use the Babers term again, which I love,
right.
Which we'll probably
right.
use forever now. Yeah, he got 7 minutes, you said, 2 steals and an assist. I mean, it's pretty solid, man, from a freshman player who has not played in
mistakes.
ACC play, and he didn't turn the ball over. So, all right. At Doug Vaughn fan, I love this one. I don't know if I totally agree with it, but I love it. If I had to choose them going 1-1 the next two games, I'd choose them to lose this one, move on, and beat Louisville. What do you think? Beat Louisville at home in the dome.
Yep.
That would be a big. That would be a probably a bigger. That would be most definitely be a bigger win. They're ranked. So.
Well, that's what I was going to hit on a little bit at some point, was that we have two home games. I mean, whatever happened, it happened. We have a week, and we have. Yeah, home against Louisville, home against Duke. If you get one of them, then you erase this loss, and we're right back to probably in a better situation than we were before the NC State game.
These next three games are just brutal.
Dude, if we go 1-2, I'll be happy.
It's going to be so fun, though. Won't it be fun, though? Isn't it fun
You're in the national spotlight.
Isn't it
everyone's watching. To beat them, you know.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't know if anyone's like me, but when I see these games on the schedule, I instantly get butterflies. I'm like, oh my gosh, I could puke right now. I get so freaking nervous, but it's so much fun, and I get so hyped for these games. I can't sit. I'm watching them, just trying to drink beer to calm my nerves. That's great. I don't know what else you could ask for.
The opportunity for a spotlight upset.
Yeah, except for the North Carolina game, which is a Tuesday 9 o'clock game. You got Duke on Saturday, and the Louisville game's on Wednesday. I mean, the Duke in primetime on Saturday. Oh, wait, it's not, is it? Is that Duke game in primetime, or is it in during the day?
6 p.m. ESPN.
Yeah, 6 p.m. That kind of sucks, but I don't know. I don't know. It's a party starter.
I just remembered I had something.
It's a party starter, I guess. But the next three are great games, and I kind of can't wait. Sorry. I digress. Kevin Craig 6. At Kevin Craig 6, we've played three good teams in the last month, lost bad in all three games. He's not wrong.
Nope. And
he's,
I guess,
not
that's
wrong.
Just going to see what happens in the next three.
Let's look. Let's do this real quick. How many comments I got left? Well, I got three. We'll do it at the end. At Durham_Charlie, another gentleman from your neck of the woods, Joe. This team is hard to watch. I've loved Cuse basketball for decades, but the lack of development in pretty much everyone's game is astonishing. Hold on. You agree? I don't know. Tyus, Dolezal.
What about Tyus?
Huh?
What has anybody from last year's team done that they didn't do last year, or you didn't see last year?
Well, I mean, you had a point.
And Elijah Hughes is new.
Hughes is new, and we don't really know. We can't judge him yet. But Brissett and Howard definitely have digressed, in my opinion. That stands out to me.
Yeah. I mean...
So, I mean, I know. It's
in numbers,
you can argue it. You can make an argument for Battle, but, he's got games. He's got games still where he just absolutely struggles. He gets shut down. And like last night, Joe, like you said, he's trying too hard. Some of those shots were thrown up in just pure frustration, like Hail Mary shots. I mean, not that they were far or ridiculous, but they were just hope it goes in. And he just never got in a rhythm, So
it's just, as a Syracuse fan, you see this. It just goes up and down. I mean, we've seen two different times in the non-conference this year where we've lost two games in a row. And then to turn around and win 7 out of 8, we lose a home game against Georgia Tech, come back and beat Duke. It's Syracuse. You don't know what to expect, but what you do know is that when their back's against the wall or when the game is uber important, then they show up. I mean, and they have. So that's just kind of – you got to kind of keep the faith and see what happens. I think these next three games – I mean, I'll tell you what. We come out these next three games and we get blown up by 20 every single one of them, then I get it. But, I mean, we usually show up for the big ones, man, and we have in the past couple of years, so –
At 1 Kev Nash, the good, aggressive Frank, the bad, defense, the ugly, Elijah and Buddy need three more wins. So We got eight. Yeah, I was on, I'm going to stick with what I said earlier before ACC play started. With 11 wins is solid. Now I think we can get in the tournament with 10. Okay.
Yeah.
But 11 is solid without a question, especially with these games we've got left. I see. You know, Wake Forest. I hope. Gosh. And then. You know, the Clemson game is one that I compare closely to NC State as far as you know the competitiveness of it. I mean, we beat Clemson at home. We're going to their place, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what makes me nervous more than anything.
I know, and they're on a tear.
The two easiest games out of the last six are away.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've been good on the road though too. So I mean, yep. I mean, we've got two home.
It's hard to say that after last night, but yeah, you're right.
I was replying to at Cuse Militia. Me paying attention. At DJM Law 1, when your starting guards have 8 turnovers and 1 assist, and your starting forward shoots 2 for 19, and everyone not named Frank is 0 for 14 from 3. And you allow the other team that recently scored 24 points in the game to shoot 50%. Is that good? I commented back. I said, my calculations say no, Dan. That's not good. So,
like again, it's a one game.
I know. But,
so,
you know, that's what
I got nothing
feeling.
For that.
Well, you got Frank and Tyus with eight turnovers. Now, I know they handle the ball more, so they're more, you know, the likeliness of it, I guess, goes up. But eight out of the 12 turnovers came from the two most experienced guys on the team. So, I mean, there's that. So I guess I can say that about that. That's all I got. But that is it for fan feedback. If you would, please give us a like or a thumbs up or a follow on Twitter if you want to get involved with that. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy hearing from you guys. It's what makes the show, really. So, I mean, the Cuse Militia Podcast is the fan's voice. That's kind of what we dub ourselves as. So, anyway, did we talk enough about the last six games? Do you want to hit it real quick?
We kind of hit them all. We did, but you're talking... But
I mean, just in general, what we need. So we need 3 more wins. I think 11 to be solid, solid, solid. I think we can do it with 10. I see where 2 potential wins come from with the competition left in the last 6 games, being Wake Forest and Clemson. And as you mentioned, both of those are away games. But we do have this stretch of 3 games, which are going to be extremely difficult games, with Louisville at the Dome, Duke at the Dome, and then at North Carolina. What are you looking for, Joe? Do you coming out of that? You're trying to sneak one of those out?
Yeah.
And which one's most likely to sneak out for you?
Out of the first 3?
Yep. That's a tough
one. I would like to say, you know, it's going to be the next one. Louisville.
All right.
I mean, they're the highest ranked. They have a new coach, a couple new players that haven't played against us, or the 2-3 zone.
They're the highest ranked of what? The next 3?
I'm saying as far as, like, the lowest ranked.
So,
again, new coach, a couple new players that haven't seen this 2-3 zone, and it's a home game, and we're going to have a week of rest and a week of practice to figure out and be, you know, upset about this last game. So I think there's going to be all the motivation in the world to win that game. And I think that's probably our best shot because Duke's going to come in with they're going to want to beat us.
Oh, I know.
Pretty
I know
badly.
The whole Duke and, thing, blah, blah, blah. I know.
Right. And historically, we have not played well against North Carolina. I mean, I think the only time we beat North Carolina the first time we ever played them. Yep, exactly. So, and at North Carolina, so that just, I mean, these first 3, I think this first one's going to set a precedent. If we can't get this one, then I think we end up losing these next 3. We kind of just got to stay positive and understand the talent that we're playing against and kind of see where...
Are you already prepping the listeners? Don't do that.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, dude, look. All these teams, really, realistically, we're going to be underdogs in every single one of these games. Except for these games.
Wake Forest.
Well, I'm saying these next three.
Okay, right, right.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the next three. I know. That was my bad.
I'm sorry.
But realistically, you don't know what your what our tournament chances are going to look like if we were to go 0-3 the next three.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
So, again, you know, I just don't know with this back-heavy schedule. I don't know if it's going to help us out or not. And
I don't think it helps. I can tell you that. I don't think it helps. I do see Virginia in the dome, second to last game of the season. And historically, Virginia has struggled against us. I mean, I know they took care of us last year pretty good a couple times. But, I mean, we have had their number, too.
We've had our good chances, yeah.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I would go off to, again, at Clemson, at Wake Forest, it's hard to just peg those as wins.
I know, but you look at it, and those are what I, you know, feel safe with.
I mean, I get it, but again, it's just one of those things where right now we just got to be thankful that we're on the right side of the bubble and wait until next game because we know as Syracuse fans, I mean, like I said, you lose to Georgia Tech on a Saturday and turn around and beat Duke at Duke on a Monday. So
exactly.
That's Syracuse basketball.
Yeah, Syracuse basketball, like a box of chocolates. All right, so that is it. We appreciate you putting up with our ramblings there. I felt rambling.
Sorry about that. No, it's just tough, dude.
I know.
You hate to lose like that.
I know. I'm just trying to stay positive, trying to look ahead. Yeah. Like Coach said, forget about it. You got to have a short-term memory. And just forget about it. Or do you have to have a short-term memory loss? Which one would it be, really? I don't know. But anyways, I guess you would have to... I don't know, whatever.
Rambling. Again,
I digress.
Again, okay.
So,
short-term memory, man. You just let it go.
I know. All right. Well, I thank you all for listening. And I also thank... Tick Splits. I think whoever's leaving those reviews on iTunes, we appreciate that. We thank my bookie at James on Guitar, Armchair All Americans, and
JP's.
JP's, you know, every Monday through Friday is happy hour 4 to 6, Trivia Tuesdays. Dollar off the bats specials during every Syracuse game. So go there, enjoy that.
The barbershop.
They're
getting stuff built. You see the pictures on Facebook, man?
I did.
Facebook. Look at that stuff.
Yeah, they're getting new butcher. They're getting new barber stations and everything.
No, it looks nice in there, man.
Yeah, it does. So, they move next month, I think, in March. So, anyways, that's it. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. And we will be back here, like I said, again. Probably the normal time, same bad channel. More Q's Militia Podcast is inevitable. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.